Hi everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi everyone, I'm Sharon.
So, can you cook, Sharon?
Well, I do cook dumplings and instant noodles, but wait, does that even count?
It's kind of like a start.
Well, yeah. What about you, Pat?
Well, as long as it doesn't have meat in it, I can give it a go.
Oh.
I can cook quite a few things, and I do enjoy cooking at home.
Cool. Then what about baking?
Baking, that is when I turn over the kitchen to my wife.
Oh.
She's interested in baking and can make lots of delicious things.
Can she make a flower pot cake?
She can make cheesecakes and cupcakes, but I don't think she has made a flower pot cake before. What is a flower pot cake?
Well, we can find out by reading today's article,
mm-hmm.
which is also going to tell us how to make one.
Oh, great. Let's check it out.
Fool your friends with a flower pot cake.
How do we make a flower pot cake?
First, we have to take the filling out of these Oreo cookies.
Okay, what do we do with the cookie parts?
We crush them into small pieces.
It's fun to crush the cookies.
Now, cut the sponge cake into layers.
And put one into the pot?
That's right. Then, put a layer of ice cream on top of the cake.
Do we put more cake on top of that?
Yeah, we repeat that until the pot is almost full.
It looks good.
We're not done yet. Now we put the cookie pieces on top.
And we also put a mint sprig on it.
Right. It looks like a plant now.
Word power!
Part. Part. The test has three parts. Reading, writing, and listening. The test has three parts, reading, writing, and listening. Top, top. Julie likes to put butter on top of her noodles. Julie likes to put butter on top of her noodles. Repeat, repeat.I didn't hear your name. Could you please repeat it? I didn't hear your name. Could you please repeat it? Repeat the exercise every day. You'll be stronger after a month. Repeat the exercise every day. You'll be stronger after a month.Plant, plant. All plants need sun and water to live. All plants need sun and water to live.
So let's start off by giving a list of the things we'll need. You can see in our list in the article, you'll be able to see it. So we need a flower pot.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say flower pot?
Well, it's 花盆。
花盆, okay. We need Oreo cookies.
奥利奥饼干。
Okay, we need a sponge cake.
海绵蛋糕。
Okay, some ice cream.
冰淇淋。
And a mint sprig.
还有薄荷叶。
Okay, I'll explain a bit more about sprig later, but let's start off making and how we do this flower pot cake.We start off with one of the people in the conversation, Andrew, and he asks, how do we make a flower pot cake?
Yeah, so Andrew 他就问说花盆蛋糕要怎么做呢? It must be fun.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
It's going to be good. So his friend Melissa says, first, we have to take the filling out of these Oreo cookies. So if you take one thing out of something else, you remove that thing, so it is now separate. Like taking stuff out of your bag, or taking all the red Skittles out of the Skittles bag, so you can eat them first or maybe last.
Yeah, 所以首先呢，我们要把 Oreo 白色的夹心先分离出来哦。所谓的 take the filling out of the Oreo cookies, 就是把夹心饼干里面的夹心取出来，分离出来。所以呢，假如你万圣节之后啊，你糖果大丰收，但是你只喜欢吃 Skittles 彩虹糖，那你就可以说 I want to take all the Skittles out of my candy bag, 就是我要把全部的彩虹糖从我的糖果袋里面挑出来。 So here, we're talking about the filling, right?
That's right, and the fillingis the softer, sweeter stuff that goes inside a cake, a cookie, a donut, or anything like that. In an Oreo cookie, it's the white stuff in between the harder cookie pieces. Different Oreos have different flavors. Donuts could have jam filling or other stuff. And cakes have all sorts of different fillings.
Yeah, cakes can have pudding, pudding, custard cream, 卡士达 or fruit filling, 水果内馅。所以 fill 原本是一个动词，它是指填入的意思。那 fill 加上 ing filling 就会变成名词，是指填入的内馅或者是夹心。So you can say Oreos are sandwich cookies with a soft sweet filling. Oreo 是一种有着软软甜甜内馅的三明治饼干。
So Andrew says, okay, so he's going to start doing that, taking the white stuff out.He then asks, what do we do with the cookie parts? Oh. So here, he just used the noun part, P-A-R-T, part, which is our first word power word for the day. Let's take a look. So a part means a separate piece of something, or a piece that combines with other pieces to form the whole of something. Here's an example I know you guys will all understand.The test has three parts, reading, writing, and listening. The test has three parts, reading, writing, and listening.
Part 是一个名词，它是部分的意思。所以刚刚的例句就是，这个考试有三个部分，阅读、写作以及听力。那它是一个可数名词，所以我们会说 a part of something 就是什么东西的一部分。 So eating is a big part of life, 就是民以食为天，毕竟吃东西占人生很大的一部分嘛。那如果加上所有格代名词，像是 my part, his part, your part, 就是指你的那一份，那可能是你被分配的那一份工作啦等等的。 So,If everyone does his part, we will succeed. 就是如果大家都做好自己的本分的话，我们就能够成功。那回到文章吧。So, what do we do with the Oreo cookie parts?
Okay, Melissa says, we crush them into small pieces. To crush something, you use force to break and smash it.Sometimes this breaks it into many small pieces. Sometimes it's just one smashed up piece, like when old cars get crushed into like a cube of metal.
Yeah, so crush 就是压碎的意思。Crush the candy 就是把糖果压碎。哎，我觉得很耳熟呢，没错。Candy Crush 这个游戏就是把糖果压碎的意思。那如果没有压成碎片，而只是压成比较小块的话，也是可以用 crush 哦。像是 old cars get crushed, 就是老车子被回收之后，它就会被压成一个小方块。好，这边呢 ,Melissa 告诉我们要把 Oreo 黑色饼干的部分给压碎哦。
Okay, and next, Andrew says, it's fun to crush a cookie.
Indeed,
smash, smash, smash.
Really, 压碎饼干最舒压最好玩了。Okay, so what's next?
Melissa tells him, now cut the sponge cake into layers. So a layer is like a sheet or a particular thickness of material. Again, think of those Oreo cookies. There are three layers, cookie, filling, cookie. So now you want to cut the sponge cake until, instead of being one large lump, it should be several thinner layers that you can put stuff in between.
Yeah, so you can fill it up now.
Mm.
Sponge 是海绵的意思，所以 sponge bob 就是海绵宝宝的英文名字哦。那 sponge cake 顾名思义就是海绵蛋糕。Cut the sponge cake into layers, 就是把海绵蛋糕切层。所以 layer 就是层的意思。Now you can have one layer of sponge cake, and then one layer of pudding, and then one layer of custard cream.、
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love this part.
Yep. So Andrew cuts up the sponge cake and says, and put one...into the pot.、
Mm.
Okay, he's doing a question there. He's making sure. So what that means is he puts one layer of this sponge cake into the flower pot. So it's down at the bottom. And I hope the pot is clean.
It must be. So 接着呢 Andrew 就将一层海绵蛋糕放到我们的花盆里啦。
And Melissa says, that's right. Okay, so we've got the sponge cake at the bottom.、
Mm-hmm.
And now we move on. Melissa says, then...put a layer of ice cream on top of the cake. So we have sponge cake, ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Now we use the word layer there again, so it should hopefully now make sense. And we also use the word top, T-O-P, top. And when, in this case, top is a noun, and it's our next word power word, so let's find out what it means. When we say top, we mean the highest place, point,part or surface of something. We often use the phrase on top or on top of something else. Here's an example. Julie likes to put butter on top of her noodles. Julie likes to put butter on top of her noodles.
Top 是一个名词，是顶部的意思。所以刚刚的例子就是 Julie 喜欢在她的面条上面放奶油。那我们通常都会说 on top of something 就是指在什么东西之上，像是 I'm on the top of the world looking 就是我在世界的顶端的意思。那 top 也引申为最重要、居首位的意思，像是 top secret 就是最高机密 ，Don't tell anyone it's top secret 就是不要告诉任何人，因为这是最高机密。那回到课文啦，现在我们要在蛋糕上面放上一层冰淇淋咯。
Yeah, time to add more layers as well. Andrew asks, do we put more cake on top of that? So it's now cake, ice cream, cake.
那 Andrew 就问说只放一层蛋糕和冰淇淋哪够啊？所以呢，他们决定要再放一层蛋糕。
And Melissa says, yeah, okay, this is sounding like a pretty tasty cake.
Yeah.
And she also says, we repeat that until the pot is almost full. Now, there's a very important word in that sentence that explains how a cake is made, or this particular cake, and it's the verb repeat, R-E-P-E-A-T, repeat. It is a verb, it's our next word power word. Let's find out how to use it.To repeat means to do something again, and again, and again, or to make something happen again, and again, and again. Here we could give an example like this. I didn't hear your name. Could you please repeat it? And I'll repeat that sentence. I didn't hear your name. Could you please repeat it?
Repeat, repeat, repeat. 它是一个动词，就是重复的意思。所以刚刚的例句就是，我没有听到你的名字，可以请你再重复一遍吗？那我们一路学英文下来，大家应该都还蛮常听到老师说，诶，大家跟着我一起重复一遍 ，repeat after me。那 repeat 这个字，它的三态是 repeat, repeated, repeated. So he repeated what his teacher said, 就是他重复了一遍老师刚刚说的话。
So, Andrew puts on layer after layer until the pot is full. Cake, ice cream. And then he says, it looks good.
So Andrew 他就一直重复一层一层的堆上去，直到把花盆几乎都装满了 until the pot is almost full. 那最后他说，looks good, 看起来真不错呢。
And Melissa says, we're not done yet. Okay, and here we use yet to show that this activity is not over and there is still more to do.
Not yet, 就是还没 We're not done yet, 我们还没有做完 We're not finished yet, 我们还没有完成 So what's left then?
Melissa explains what they still have to do. She says, now we put the cookie pieces on top.So there's another top use again. This means on top of all the other bits together.
Yes, and we can sprinkle them on top of the cake. Mm-hmm. 记得刚刚压碎的饼干屑吗？我们现在就可以 sprinkle 撒在蛋糕上面咯。
And then Andrew guesses the last part. He says, and we also put a mint sprig on it.So a sprig is just a small part of a plant with a couple of leaves, usually something cut off or pulled off a larger plant.
Yeah, 所以最后呢，我们就放上几叶薄荷在上面才算完成啦。那 mint 就是薄荷 ，sprig 就是从一整株植物拔下来的一个小树枝或者是几片叶子。You can also say a sprig of mint.
Yeah, sprig of mint, mint sprig, they're the same. Mm-hmm. And finally, Melissa says, right!It looks like a plant now.
Mm.
Okay, so because you've got the flower pot, you've got the broken cookie pieces that look like just earth or mud.
Yeah.
And then you've got the little mint sprig growing out of it like a plant.
Mm.
And Melissa just used our last word power word of the day, the noun plant, P-L-A-N-T. Let's find out what it means.A plant, of course, is a living thing that has leaves and roots and it grows in earth, in the ground. And we especially use this word plant for things that are smaller than a tree. Here's an example sentence. All plants need sun and water to live. All plants need sun and water to live.
Plant 是一个可数名词，它是植物的意思。所以刚刚的例句说，所有的植物都需要阳光和水来维生。You know, some say plants can feel. 有些人说植物是有知觉的 like animals. So plants and animals are both living things.
Yes.
动物、植物都是生物。那另外呢 ，plant 也可以当动词哦，它是种植的意思。You can plant a flower in a garden， 就是在花园里面种花 ，or plant a cake in a flower pot，或者在花盆里面种一块蛋糕，就像我们今天做的事情一样。Like what we just talked about today.
Yes.
And that's the end of the first part of today's article. So it's time to go to today's magic box.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Casey。如果我们要说从什么东西中拿出什么，英文里通常会使用这个片语 take A out of B。举例来说 ，He took some candy out of his pockets. He took some candy out of his pockets. 他把一些糖果从他的口袋中拿出来，这还蛮好理解的。不过同样是 take out of 这个片语，你有可能在其他状况下看到，那就是不同的意思咯。举例来说 ，How much do you need to take out of the bank? How much do you need to take out of the bank? 在这个情况下呢 ，take out of 就有从银行户头中提款的意思。再来呢 ，take out of 也有从什么上面移出某物的意思。例如 ，the dentist will take 3 teeth out of my mouth. The dentist will take 3 teeth out of my mouth. 牙医会拔掉我三颗牙齿。再来猜看一下这句话的 take out of 是什么意思。Looking after the baby really takes it out of you. Looking after the baby really takes it out of you.这里的 take it out of somebody 是一个特殊用法，表示 make somebody really tired， 使某人精疲力竭的意思，是不是很有趣呢？最后小测验的时间到啦，翻译看一下这句话：从这碗汤里面把所有的葱拿出来，好困难。小提示：葱的英文是 green onion。休息一下，答案马上揭晓喽，拜拜。
The answer is it's difficult to take all the green onions out of this bowl of soup.你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so in today's article, we needed Oreos to make this cake.
Yes!
Now, there is a lot of different ways to eat an Oreo.
Mm-hmm,
so we've got some right here. We can talk about it a bit. So let's look first. Remember, we've got layers. Okay, you may not be able to see, but we've got three layers. Cookie, filling, that word again. Cookie, different parts. Okay, so cookie on top, cookie on the bottom, filling in the middle. So how do you like to eat your Oreos?
Well, I usually like to eat my Oreos with milk.
Okay.
I usually twist it open, and
right.
then I have a lick of the filling, and
right.
then I dip it into milk, and
okay.
I eat it.
Okay, I like the dipping kind of that. There is another word we can use for dip. It's called dunk. D-U-N-K, dunk.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like slam dunks in basketball.
Yeah.
Now, in the UK, where I come from, a lot of people really enjoy dunking. Now, I would probably, like I'm going to do here with this mug of coffee, dunk the entire thing at once. But you could do it your way by breaking it. And with Oreos, I guess milk is something a lot of people like to dunk it in.
Yeah, coffee. I never really heard of coffee.
Yeah, you can dunk biscuits and cookies in all sorts. You can dunk it in tea, in coffee, in milk, like with Oreos. So I've just dunked. The important thing about dunking, don't hold it in there too long because all of the thing will break, or the cookie will break apart, but it'll go soft and it will go warm. And science shows that if you heat up the sugar a little bit in the hot liquid, it actually releases some really nice flavors. Do you want to try it?
Oh, actually, I already started.
Okay. Well, we have more Oreos, so you can try.
Okay. I'll give it a try then.
Dunk it in there.
Your coffee smells good.
Thank you.
Does
that work for you?
I think it tastes pretty good.
Yeah, so I have known a lot of people who just like to twist the top off, and then like you, they will sort of eat the filling first, like kind of like that.
Yeah. I'll have one.
Just eat all that off.
Have another one.
Some people, and I do it sometimes, just stick the whole thing in their mouth and eat it all in one go. So there are lots of different ways. Another thing you can do with Oreos is just like you crush them up and turn them into the top of the flower pot cake, you can break them up and use them as the base in an Oreo cheesecake, and the filling goes into the cheese part.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
That's one of those things I mentioned my wife can bake. She's made those kind of cheesecakes before. They're really good. Okay, we're out of time and we're going to keep eating these Oreos. You probably don't want to see that and get jealous and angry. So it's time to say goodbye. Everybody, thanks for watching today. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sharon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fool your friends with a flower pot cake.
How do we make a flower pot cake?
First, we have to take the filling out of these Oreo cookies.
Okay. What do with the cookie parts?
We crush them into small pieces.
It's fun to crush the cookies.
Now, cut the sponge cake into layers.
And put one into the pot?
That's right. Then, put a layer of ice cream on top of the cake.
Do we put more cake on top of that?
Yeah. We repeat that until the pot is almost full.
It looks good.
We're not done yet. Now we put the cookie pieces on top.
And we also put a mint sprig on it?
Right. It looks like a plant now.
Part. The test has three parts: reading, writing, and listening. The test has three parts: reading, writing, and listening.
top, top. Julie likes to put butter on top of her noodles. Julie likes to put butter on top of her noodles. Repeat, repeat. I didn't hear your name. Could you please repeat it? I didn't hear your name. Could you please repeat it? Repeat the exercise every day. You'll be stronger after a month. Repeat the exercise every day. You'll be stronger after a month. Plant, plant. All plants need sun and water to live. All plants need sun and water to live.